Chris Patton with his voice. Wow. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It is Lante, Jeremy Warner, and we are heading to the, what is that, the north side with Northwest Herald, Megan?
Yes, that, all right. That would be correct.
You can tell I really don't know my Chicago area, except Northwest probably would indicate that it's on the north side, right?
That's a good solid. Good guess.
Because all I know is Lincoln Park. That's all I know.
Yes. Yep.
But, well, cool. Well, Megan Montemurro, you are becoming one of our favorites because we like to chat some Sox and some Cubs. And before my, I'm trying to reach for the Kleenex real quick because I know he's going to start crying. But the White Sox, what is going on, Megan?
Yeah, it's not been pretty. I mean, it's kind of interesting because to start the season, they were basically the high-scoring team in baseball. Right. And since then, they've just been in a complete tailspin. They've lost about 10 of their last 11. And I think the last three games against the Tigers, they didn't get a hit in any of the first three innings. So, I mean, the whole team is just in an entire funk right now.
And Megan, it seems like they do this every year. I know you've been at the Cubs games recently because they've been home too. But I mean, is it more mental with the White Sox? It seems like every year goes through this, and they take about a month or two to actually start going again. Do you think this is probably more mental than physical?
It's hard to say. I mean, when they were on their hot streak, and you know, we were talking to different guys, Dunn, Konerko, and I mean, They even when they were hitting well, they kind of were trying to take the approach of, you know, one game at a time. They didn't want to get ahead of themselves when they did have a pretty quick start in the first 10 games of the season, because they do remember the slow start from last year and years past. So, I mean, it's hard to say. Something that I thought was interesting, kind of incorporating the Cubs and the Sox together, Kerry Wood said yesterday that, you know, the team's goal usually, and I think this can apply to the Sox too, is you want to get out of April and, you know, into the first week of May hovering around 500. I mean, with the weather being bad as it has around here and everything, if you can survive the first month here in Chicago, then you set yourself up pretty well for the rest of the year. So, I mean, they're trying not to overreact. Kenny Williams, the general manager, joined the team out in New York for their four-game series that starts tonight. Kind of to check things out himself. But, yeah, I mean, it's tough when it takes the whole team with it. There's really no one that's really stood out for them.
Well, it's got to be frustrating for a guy like Kenny Williams, who really built this team the whole all-in. They're going all-in this season. But then you see guys he brought in, like Alex Rios, just hitting about 160 right now. Then Adam Dunn, since he had the appendectomy, has just been pretty much worthless to this lineup. So for a guy like him, this has just got to be so frustrating.
Well, yeah, and it's tough, too, because, I mean, especially Dunn, you know, he wants to come in and do well. He's the big guy that joined the team in the offseason. But something that Ozzie said repeatedly is, with Dunn, you're going to get a lot of strikeouts, and by the time the season's over, you'll get a lot of home runs. And that's just the kind of hitter he is. That's what they knew they were getting in him. So, as much as it's an annoyance for fans to see him strike out a lot, that's who he is, and he's not going to change joining a new league. But Rios apparently has been hampered with a toe injury, supposedly. He got a day off the other day, but, they've tried many options. They sat Konerko the other day. They gave Martin a chance to line up and Vizquel, but, you know, nothing's really been working for them.
Maybe the offense got so tired of the blown saves, they just said, you know what, we're just going to show you.
Yeah, well, I mean, and the disappointing thing is they've had pretty good starts from their pitchers, which, you know, isn't going to continue every start for the rest of the season. There's going to be bad days where they just get tagged for tons of runs. So it has to be disappointing for the team that, you know, showed that they have such strong offense to not take advantage of good starts by their starters.
Well, you've got a shortstop. Now, keep in mind, with the offense the Sox have, you don't really need to rely on Alexi Ramirez and Beckham to hit tons. But when you look at it, and Beckham's hitting .206 out of the second base hole, and you've got .234 out of Ramirez, that's not helping.
No, definitely not. And, you know, they're not going to call a lineup either because they need him defensively. I mean,
sure.
Gein said earlier in the season that he sees Ramirez as a potential Gold Glove winner. Yeah. And, I mean, really, even if you bring in Brent Morrell over at third base, he's struggled at the plate.
Well, that's true. Yeah, he's hitting .270.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, they do bring some good defense, which, I mean, if they keep having their errors in the outfield, you need someone to be able to field the ball. But, yeah, I mean, there's not many options, and it's just going to be a stretch where they kind of have to just weather the storm and hope that the division doesn't get too far ahead of them.
You know what's crazy, Megan? I'm just pulling these numbers out of the air, like .217, and they happen to be right.
No.
I'm kidding. I'm staring at this stuff.
Yeah, you're pretty good at that, at guessing games.
Megan Montemurro from the Northwest Herald. You can check out her stuff at nwherald.com. Switching to the Cubs, I mean, the north side of town. I mean, Cubs fans have to be kind of pleased. I mean, there were no expectations, but they're hanging around. Like you said, they're playing .500 ball right now and keeping themselves in it.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be disappointed with a team that's 1.5 games out of the division lead. I mean, especially for kind of not having a number 4 and 5 starters right now for the past at least 2 weeks, and at least another week right now, Randy Wells and Andrew Cashner are both starting a throwing program. They started this past Friday. So, I mean, considering that they really only have 3 starting pitchers and Ryan Dempster really has been pitching well, I think you have to be pleased that they're 10-11 right now.
And, Megan, you talk about the pitching staff, and Matt Garza finally had a great start, but Casey Coleman and James Russell really struggled trying to fill the hole there. I mean, that's got to be hard for those guys. But Carlos Zambrano had a bad start last night, but I know you wrote something about there was a positive from that game for him.
Yeah, definitely. After the game, you know, I tracked down his battery mate, Giovanni Soto, and, you know, basically I just asked him, was he surprised or impressed with how he handled himself? Because as Cub fans would know, the way that first inning happened, giving up 5 straight bases, you know, to the first 5 batters of the game, I mean, any time in the past before this season, people would be clearing out of the dugout because he'd be going after something or someone. But Soto was really impressed, you know, said that he's really seen him mature over the past couple of years. And, you know, Zambrano himself said that, you know, it's been a learning process for him the past 9-10 years in the majors, and that, you know, he has confidence in both himself to, you know, get past that and also in his teammates. And I think the most telling thing was there was one play where Darwin Barney at second base committed a throwing error on a play that really, it was just, he really should have just taken his time more. It was a simple play. And, you know, Z had some words for him, and, you know, obviously after the game we asked him about it. And he was like, yeah, I just told him about how, you know, stay with it, you know, I got you. And, you know, the next play after that, Zambrano started a 1-4-3 double play to end the inning. So, I mean, it definitely seems like everything that, you know, everyone heard about before the season about how he's become, you know, more stable. He took the anger management classes and whatnot. It seems so far to have paid off.
So you're saying Carlos Zambrano might be saying kumbaya with his teammates soon.
Yes, yes.
Megan, I have two players to point out. You know, Denny Green said it best. We know who. What? How do you say it?
They are who we thought they are.
Yeah, they are who we... So Carlos Pena's hitting 182, right? So discuss that, but then also, I'm telling you, I get in trouble Cardinals fans when I talk too excitingly about Cubs fans or about Cubs players, but Starlin Castro, seriously, he has got to be one of the best up-and-coming players in baseball. I think I ask you that every time, but every time the guy, he's hitting .378.
Well, and the funny thing is every single day, pretty much... some person that's with the media asks Cubs manager Mike Quadi about Castro. I mean, what he has done has been remarkable. From coming into the game yesterday when he was batting, he didn't bat when he bats leadoff. He's been batting .500 in the spot.
Wow!
And he's at least number 1 or 2 in the majors in hits this season. So I mean, it's remarkable, and I think the flip side of that is Darwin Barney. I mean, he kind of has come out of nowhere. He battled during spring training to beat out Jeff Baker for his starting job at second. And the two of them, they had 3 inning-ending double plays yesterday. And, I mean, I think that just goes to show he's only 25. So, I mean, that just goes to show what that middle infield can be in the future. And, obviously, Castro is going to be a huge part of that. And, you know, Quadi said that he actually sees him as a number 3 type hitter. So once he kind of, he's still, he, he could still be growing for all we know. I mean, he's that young.
He's 21, right?
Yeah. Well,
right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't even have words to describe
exactly
how far he can achieve and what he can do for this team. But it's really refreshing, too, to see that this organization is starting to groom guys from the farm system. I mean, you have Tyler Colvin,
sure,
Castro, Darwin Barney, Soto. I mean, it's endless, and it's nice to see that they're giving them the opportunity to play every day.
Yep.
Talking with Megan Montemurro from the Northwest Herald, covers both the Cubs and Sox. Megan, I know you get excited about a kid like Starlin Castro, mm-hmm, and you can see that guy could be a Hanley Ramirez kind of player down the road. But a guy like Darwin Barney, I feel like, you know, Cubs fans sometimes have seen this player, whether it's Mike Fontenot, Ryan Terrio, a guy like that, who comes on as a solid player. But do you expect him to stay at this level, what he's playing like?
I do. I think he can be better than both those players that you mentioned,
mm-hmm,
because so far his defense has been superb. Like, he made a play in the ninth inning the other day that Quadi, after the game, he was impressed. And anytime you can impress your manager by a defensive play, you know you're doing something right. And I really think, you know, they gave him the opportunity last year, so getting his feet wet, I think, really helped him prepare for this season. And it helps that, you know, there is another guy. You have Castro, who's a younger guy too. It's a pretty good mix of youngsters and veterans. So I think that makes the transition much more easy for him and the team in general. And I really do think he can be a mainstay in this lineup. And you know, just going back quick to the Pena issue.
Yeah.
You know, his batting average really doesn't reflect, in some case, of how he's hit the ball. Yes, he struck out a few times.
Right.
You know, you can't overlook the 20 strikeouts, but he's had some hard hit balls, and there were two last week that, with the conditions as bad as they were, they should have been out onto Shefflin.
Yeah.
I mean, he crushed them, and he even said after the game, you know, he doesn't want to get too frustrated. He knows that the conditions aren't the best right now, but he hopes that over the course of the season, you know, when the weather starts getting better, obviously he's a home run hitter.
Right.
You know, he's not going to be hitting singles. The long ball is going to be his thing. And I think once the weather starts warming up, you're going to see the big hits come through for him. I mean, that's just the type of player he is. And it's kind of like the Adam Dunn of the Cubs.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
He's going to strike out and he's going to hit home runs.
Listen, I can tell Megan's been watching a little hockey because she almost broke out with the organization when she said it, right? Like, that's what they say in Canada.
Yeah.
The organization. Hey, Megan Montemurro, thank you so much. We appreciate always you coming in and, or not coming in, but coming on with us and chatting Sox and Cubs.
No problem. Thanks for having me. I enjoy it.
Okay. Thank you, Megan. That is Megan Montemurro from the Northwest Herald. Let's chat a little Cubs when we come back. Does that sound good?
I have an opinion about Carlos Pena, too.
Okay.
And Megan kind of hit right on the head. 359 call, 217-359-2255. Hey, have anything Cubs, Sox, Cardinals related you want to talk about, just give us a call. On the T&J Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.